I'm Patrick Coleman. You're listening to Independent Music Radio. Joining me for an in-studio session today, we have Virginia native singer-songwriter Will Overman.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Will, absolutely. Looking forward to talking about a bunch of shows you've got coming up in the area after your recent exodus to Nashville, but we won't hold that against you. And we're going to talk about this new record that you put out earlier this year, The Winemaker's Daughter. Maybe you could play us something from the album first to kick it off, though. What would you like to start with?
Sure, I'd love to. I'm going to start with the title track. It's called The Winemaker's Daughter.
Tomorrow's just another day. Forget their advice, for it's the only thing we're supposed to do once. But you know people, they'll say about anything. My suit is wool, your dress is white. Chose fall, it chose to lie. Can't plan for the heat, can't plan for the rains, but I plan to make you mine. And baby, bring on the rains, baby, bring on the thunder. Gonna make you my wife, maybe one day a mother. And time may change a few things. We're heading for open water. And oh, it's just me and you, babe. Winemaker's daughter, red, white, and muscadine. Your father's not a fan of mine, but all good things, they take some time. And I won't treat you like he treats his wine. Fine, fine wine, sweet Virginia summertime. Good and God, she's mine. 17 gasoline whisper. Baby, bring on the rains. Baby, bring on the thunder. I'm gonna make you my wife. Baby, one day a mother. And time may change a few. Open water. And oh, it's just me and you, babe. The winemaker's daughter. Oh, it's just me and you, babe. The winemaker's daughter.
Will Overman live on WNRN. That was The Winemaker's Daughter, title track to your debut LP. Will, I get a sense from listening to your music that a lot of your songwriting is autobiographical in its inspiration. Do I have that right?
You got that right. Nailed it on the head.
And so what's it like for you to try to put something, you know, it's very personal, into a song that you're going to share with a lot of people? Do you think about that a lot, or do you just kind of let things rip and worry about where it lands later?
That's a good question. It's pretty cathartic for me. Normally, I think writing songs is in some ways therapy, at least for me. This record was a little more difficult because it was so personal, and not just about my life, but my wife and I's life together. So it was a little foreign to me to get this out there in the world and kind of like show the world my diary,
yeah,
if you will.
Because you're like a relatively newlywed, right?
Mm-hmm. Got married like a year and a half ago.
And so it's pretty amazing. I can imagine, at least, to be, you know, putting these songs together while going through that process, uniting your life with someone else and then sharing it, you know, with anyone who has a pair of ears and an internet connection.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my wife and I have gotten used to the somewhat openness of being a singer-songwriter and pushing myself out there and pushing my personal life out there. But something about this record, just being so focused on my wife, Janie, and our life, it was just slightly different. And I wrote some of the songs while we were wedding planning. So it was all just very tied together. And it actually took me probably a few months to kind of get used to it being out there in the world. And I'm in a much better place with it now.
How did she feel about it? I got to ask.
It was weird, man. We both were not expecting to feel the way we did when we launched it. I mean, we were obviously really excited, and we put it out during the pandemic and had worked, you know, up to it for a year.
Yeah.
So it felt good, but it was kind of this like shocking feeling of like, oh wow, like everyone is going to hear like our personal life. And we knew the subject material. It's not like I was like, surprise. But yeah, it was really strange, man.
Yeah. And so you mentioned putting the album out in February. Was that a tough decision? Did you have any thought to hold it back, or did you just feel like this thing needs to come out now?
Yeah. So we were going to launch it in fall of 2020. Then obviously 2020 happened, and we decided to kick it down the road to February, thinking we could get that much closer to touring behind it. Got closer to it. But I think the best part about pushing it was that it gave me a goal throughout the entire year, which was absolutely crucial for me and my mental health. I worked towards that
something
record
to like focus on it, a
exactly
project. Yeah.
Yeah. I worked on it every day, and you know, launch it during a pandemic, and hopefully I don't have to do that again.
Yeah. Knock on wood. Right.
Yeah.
And you're finally getting to a tour on it now. You know, I'm sure that must feel great after months and months of, will I, won't I, can I, you know, should we, to finally be able to hit the road and share these songs in a way that I'm sure you have imagined, you know, doing for so long now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think touring for so many musicians, it's like an affirmation of what we do. Mm-hmm. And to have to hit pause on that for 18 months has just been really weird, to say the least. So to get out on the road starting at the Southern, it's just going to be very healing.
Yeah, I want to talk about some of these shows coming up in our area in Central Virginia. And as part of this big tour you've got this fall, maybe we could cut in with another song. What would you like to play for us next?
Yeah, the next one I'm going to play is called Living Wage, and it's kind of a tribute to anyone making a life in the creative world.
Waking up as she walks away, our promises and lie without a plan. Left me with the dog and a cold cup of coffee made, and all day to think on ways I could be a better man. Christmas on credit, rent's a week late. Can't afford to buy beer, but I'm drinking champagne. It's time to shut up, time to show out. I got a real good heart and the know-how. Time to piece it all together and find out from what I mean. Time to get up, time to get straight. Time to show that woman I mean what I say. I put a ring on her finger and I'm already halfway. If I could live on love, her smile would be my living wage. She is a song I hum when I'm afraid. Adrian, where Rocky gets beat. She gave me a heart, then she gave me a soul and everything between. And I asked for nothing, just said follow your dreams. She pays the bills, I take out the trash. It's not a fair trade, but it's where we're at. It's time to shut up, time to show out. I got a real good heart and the know-how. Time to piece it all together, find out from what I mean. Time to get up, time to get straight. Time to show that woman I mean what I say. I put a ring on her finger and I'm already halfway. If I can live on love, her smile would be my living wage. Living on the road, my friend, to keep you free and clean. Sang Van Zandt with a needle in his vein. Gonna take my dreams in stride with the coming rain. And know what I'm working for is so much greater than anything that I could ever sing. It's time I shut up, time I showed out. I got a real good heart, baby, I'm trying to know how. It's time to get up, time to get straight. Time to show that woman I mean what I say. I put a ring on her finger and I'm already halfway. I put a ring on her finger and I'm already halfway. If I can live on love, her smile would be my living wage.
Will Overman live on WNRN. That's Living Wage from his debut record, The Winemaker's Daughter. I love that one, Will. I feel very reminiscent when I think of that song. I think about kind of some early times with my wife where we didn't have a whole lot of money, but we had a lot of time together and how special that was.
Yeah, that's pretty much where that song came from. I was jobless, living in North Carolina. My wife is out working. I was raising our puppy. I was in kind of a weird place with music, and I had a lot of time. So yeah. I started to write, and actually some of my favorite songs came from that period because I wasn't necessarily writing for anything other than just to write.
It's amazing how that sometimes when you have a goal, it almost obscures the process. But when you just let things come, when you have that space to let things come, it's amazing what does come.
Oh, totally. It keeps it honest.
Looking forward to you guys kicking off a big tour Thursday at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Then you've got some other shows in our area, including one at the Richmond Music Hall on Saturday, Clementine in Harrisonburg on Sunday. When you're out there with the band, what kind of lineup do you guys have? What do you have planned for these shows?
Yeah, so we're a four-piece on the road. It's me. I'm playing guitar and singing. We've got bass. We've got drums. And we've got a guy named Stephen Roach out of Richmond on keys. It's just fantastic. So it's funny. I think a lot of folks label us as, like, folk and stuff like that. But
yeah,
we're really, like, we're kind of a mix between, like, a singer-songwriter, John Mayer, you know, Avid Brothers, Jason Isbell set. It's, you know, we're kind of like, it's like rock to more intimate moments. And
be some energy in there as well.
Oh,
as some
absolutely.
Intimate moments, yeah.
Yeah.
A little different than our vibe here, which is really fun to hear the songs in such a stripped down format as well. But I think that's always the sign of a good song, right? If you can strip it down, if you can build it up and do, you know, different things
that's,
with it.
It's like a litmus test for me. Mm-hmm. If I can take it out and play it solo and play with the band and it still feels good, I'm like, all right, I got something here.
So, Will, you're a Virginia guy, but like so many musicians, you've recently made the move to Nashville. You know, it's kind of a cliche, but for a good reason, because it's such an amazing music town. But is there anything specific that drew you to Nashville?
Yeah, you know, I've been tiptoeing around Nashville for like 5 years now. And I think with COVID and the quarantine, my wife and I, we had also been kind of together wanting something different, wanting a city and just to change a pace and to kind of throw ourselves into the fire and see what would come from it. And after 2020, we were like, you know what, let's do it now. Let's make some changes. And it just was the right time. But I think the like final thing that got us there was I went to record a couple singles there a few months ago and just had a blast and was able to see the city in a way that I hadn't while touring through it. And yeah, that was kind of like the solidifying factor.
So you've stopped through, but you hadn't really had the time to like be there.
Yeah. And I think with all cities, touring through it is a weird angle to see. It can be a really cool angle, but I think especially with Nashville, you just go through, you get in, you get out, and you don't really see it. So to go there is like kind of a citizen for a second. Yeah. It feels very different.
Yeah. Any favorite moments of your time there? I know it's only been like 6 weeks or something, but have you gotten to see some music? Have you gotten to see anything cool?
No, I've seen some incredible shows at the Basement. I think just the level of writing has blown me away. I mean, that's a big reason I went there is I just wanted to become a better writer and to kind of be humbled and to learn. And every show I've seen, I've walked away just with my jaw on the floor.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, it's amazing how much talent can be in such tiny rooms there, like the Basement you mentioned, you know. We talked about these shows you've got coming up Thursday, including Thursday at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, Saturday at Richmond Music Hall in Richmond, obviously, and then at Clementine on Sunday in Harrisonburg. But this is part of a much larger tour you have in support of this debut album. Tell us kind of all the, you know, places you're hitting. Where, how far does this tour going to take you?
Yeah, so it's about 3 weeks long, and we start Thursday at the Southern. And then the next night we are in Virginia Beach, and then we're going to Richmond on Saturday, Sunday Harrisonburg, Monday is Roanoke, and that kind of wraps up the Virginia section. Mm-hmm. And then from there we head to the Midwest. We're going to hit Lexington, Kentucky, and then we're shooting all the way up to Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Man.
Then we come back down to Nashville, and then we hit North Carolina, and then we scoot back to Eastern Virginia and go to Williamsburg and end up in D.C., and then in October, we've got kind of a second run planned as well. So we're all over the place.
Definitely making some tracks. It's
going
to be exciting, you know, to get out there and mix it up and see people. And
you know, I got new tires on the van. We're ready to go.
Absolutely. Well, it all starts Thursday at the Southern Cafe in Music Hall. Will Overman, he'll be there. He's playing for you live right now on WNRN. Will, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us about the debut album, to play some songs live.
Oh, it's so good to be here, and I'm majorly homesick these days, so to come back to WNRN means a lot.
Feels great. I'd love it if you could do one more song for us.
I'd love to. This song is about Charlottesville, and it's called Bad Apartment.
And I think we complain about the rent for a place we haven't stopped talking about since. The rent a day that goes by, no binding knees that I wouldn't sign for a moment in that yellow kitchen with you. Can you believe we complained about the drive to the bars, but we were never going out that night. Buck naked and a bottle of wine, warm by the fire, eating cold fried rice, rain and snow. We were shaking all the time. An apartment on the back street, small town, tread lightly, love quietly, don't you make a sound. Because a man downstairs smoking cigarettes will have the landlord knocking at five. A bad apartment, better times. You remember that the river's in. Too gone to drive, forgot to call when I was leaving when I stumbled in. Three words turn into one, a bed becomes a couch when the whiskey has won. I love you, I am sorry, mean the same. An apartment on Back Street in a small town. Tread lightly, love quietly, don't you make a sound. Because a man downstairs smoking cigarettes will have the landlord knocking at five. A bad apartment, better times. Dream where I couldn't find you, learning to live without, lying right next to you. And oh, there ain't a day that goes by, nobody leaves that I wouldn't sign for a moment. And that yellow kitchen with you.